Andrew, it's cup tie again on Saturday, Durham Trophy, and this time it's at home to Billingham Town Reserves. Now, this is a competition that I dare say we might fancy our chances in doing something in.
Yeah, we're going to have a little bit of a go at this. We've been up and down in the league at the minute, but this tie looks winnable, and we'd like to have a real go at a cup competition. We're out of two, but we're going to have a real go at this one and see what kind of opposition we face on Saturday and see if we can take the challenge on.
Well, the Durham Trophy is open to clubs in the Wearside League and below, isn't it? Like the Teesside League and anybody who affiliated Durham FA and County Durham kind of thing. So, but there's no Northern League teams in this, so there's a fair opportunity, isn't there, for Dowlaw to do something?
Yeah, realistically, it's a good opportunity for us. I mean, I'd fancy our chances against quite a lot of the teams we've showed in the games that we've played, although we've lost them against the big sides in the Wearside League. We showed some good quality in spells throughout the game, but if we can start to get consistent throughout matches for 90-95 minutes, we could beat anyone.
The pity was, though, midweek there was a chance to go top of the table, but unfortunately we lost the game at Hebburn and they went top briefly instead.
Yeah, they were really good. They looked well organised. They attacked well. The fullbacks got forward, which caused us problems. We went in at half time 1-0, but as soon as we came back out, we got back into the game at 1-1, and we really fancied ourselves at 1-1. We had a 10-minute spell where we were the better side at 1-1. And an individual error from ourselves led to their second goal. And after that, it was a collection of errors, and there was three more goals within the space of 20 minutes, which really killed us off, and we pulled one back towards the end. But it was a damage limitation, really. The game was gone by then. But as you say, it was another case of not playing well all the way through a game, playing well in spells, and if we can get consistency right, we'll do a lot better.
Just goes to show, though, that no matter what level of football you play at, if you make a mistake at the back, then you're more than likely to be punished.
Yeah, and that just comes with playing experience, especially for our lads, with a lot of us being 18, 19, 20, 21. They still kind of like to take chances where they might get away with in youth football. Now they're playing senior football, you don't have that time and space on the ball. You've got to clear lines quickly, and any mistake that you make, you can get punished. And on the other foot, we need to take our chances when we get half chances and any opportunities that we get.
Taking that into account, though, despite the errors at the back and maybe not scoring as many goals as we would like to, even though we're the league's top scorers, still top six in the table, which isn't bad going. I dare say you might have taken that at the start of the season.
Yeah, we've had a really good month. Apart from the last game on Tuesday night against Hebburn, we're actually unbeaten this month. So we've went on a really good run. Where we were mid-table at the start of the month, we're now sixth and closing in on the fifth spot. So we look like we've got a good bit of momentum going forward. Just cut the mistakes out and I believe we'll do all right.